This is Nick Pecoro, Diamondbacks beat writer with the Arizona Republic. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
Nick, you got a future. You got a future. Arizona Republic, Nick Pecoro. Before we get to Nick, Bob Nightingale just tweeted out, the Mets, they're six outs away from becoming the first team in 20 months to be swept by the Marlins. They're hitting 0-7-5, 4-for-53 in their last 17 and two-thirds innings with 17 strikeouts. Mickey Callaway, is he going to be the first casualty of this?
It looked like the Marlins pitcher, I think he had 79 pitches through eight innings. He has a chance at a Maddox today against the Mets.
Alcantara. Wow. And that is Syndergaard on the other side of that. Well, this is the nature of baseball, is, and especially New York baseball, and the Mets much more than the Yankees. The Mets are still in some sort of turmoil. Mickey Callaway has never really gotten hold of New York, has he?
Yeah, and I guess he's, he was hired by the previous regime, right? So you always wonder if those guys are in danger.
Yeah, came from Cleveland, pitching coach in Cleveland, had a lot of success. And got the job with the Mets, and now the general manager is a former agent.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Yes.
Well, you had that here with Morehead, didn't you?
Yes. They also had it here with Dave Stewart.
Oh, I had it twice.
So, and the interesting thing I think to me is that Brody Van Wagenen was very close with AJ Hinch, but AJ had just signed his extension with Houston. Otherwise, that would have been a natural pairing because those two both went to Stanford. The teammates there remained close over the years.
Nick Pecoro, Arizona Republic. Nick, Robbie Ray today.
Yes.
We get to see him, and I looked at all his numbers. It does well against the Giants. But it's five innings, five and a third, and goodbye. Why is
that? Right. I feel like I have kind of just adjusted my expectations with Robbie Ray. I kind of felt like and this is just a recent thing for me, like, really, it's kind of a frustrating thing to watch at times where you're like, gosh, if this guy could just be a little bit more efficient with his pitches, he could dominate, he could win a Cy Young. But look, he is awesome for five innings, five and a third, six innings at the most, generally. He gets his pitch count up there, and then he gets out of the game. But look, if you're just happy with a dominant five innings, a dominant six innings out of him, it's a really, really good starting pitcher. Why? He relies on his fastball a lot. It's mostly a lot of hard stuff. I think guys end up fouling pitches off. He winds up going deep into counts with trying for strikeouts. And that's just kind of the way he is. That's the way he's wired.
Well, the walks, he can walk a few, which gets the whip up there. But as far as hitting him, it's very hard to hit him, is to square him up. I was thinking about this. I've enjoyed being down here for the couple of days. We'll see Arizona next weekend up at Oracle Park. They seem to be going in the right direction, the Diamondbacks. I don't know what will happen today after Robbie Ray leaves the game, what bullpen will be coming in.
Yeah.
But you'll maybe enlighten us on that. But what I see on the field, they seem like they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they deserve some credit for the fact that they traded Paul Goldschmidt, let A.J. Pollock, let Patrick Corbin walk, Daniel Descalso, Jeff Mathis, a lot of veteran players, a lot of guys that were a big part of this club the last couple of years. And sort of the easy thing to do would have been to continue to tear it down, right? It would have been to say, like, okay, David Peralta, Nick Ahmed are coming off career years. Let's see what we can get for them. There were other guys on the roster they could have traded away, and they could have entered a full-scale rebuild. And instead, they've kind of decided, look, you know what? We've still got talent on this roster. Let's see what we can do. Let's try to put together a competitive team. I'm still not sure if I look at this team and see a playoff team. There are a lot of tough teams in the National League. It seems like it's going to come down to the wire for those wild card spots. And the Diamondbacks have issues, right? They've like you mentioned, I mean, the bullpen is a bit of a question mark at the moment. That's an area of a lot of teams that can be solved, right,
as the season goes along. Giants have a bullpen.
That's right, yes. I think that, you know, even this lineup, I'm not sure that... You know, Escobar and Peralta are really good hitters. Ketel Marte is very streaky. Adam Jones, I feel like, is very aggressive and maybe can get exploited like that. We'll see. And then kind of the rest of the lineup, I'm not sure. The rotation's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad team. It really isn't. But I'm just not sure I see a playoff team yet. If a couple more guys emerge, if things kind of get settled in the bullpen, I could maybe see it. But again, like, it's a far more competitive team than I think a lot of us expected, given the subtractions from last year.
Yeah, and there's a long way to go here. It's whatever they – it is May 19th. I finally figured that out. It is May 19th, so there's a long way to go here.
Yeah.
Nick Pecoraro with us. I was thinking of All-Stars. I know we've got another 6 weeks, 8 weeks before we really have it cemented in. What about All-Stars in this team?
Well, I guess you kind of have to start with Zach Greinke. He's been so good, and he's been he's just been so precise. You know, it's almost he seems to make it look easy nowadays, which is the most impressive thing. It's still not like that. You know, it's not the 93-94 that he had in the tank back in the Dodgers days and before that. It's a lot of just precision with the fastball command. He seems to be going in and out with the fastball a lot more. He's kind of changed his pitch mix around a little bit. He's always done that. You know, it's kind of been a different guy year to year for a lot of his career, where some years he's relying on the slider, some years he's relying on the changeup, some years it's last year he introduced this really slow curveball that kind of gave him a fourth or maybe even a fifth pitch in a way. He's throwing more two-seamers this year. He's not walking very many guys. He's not getting into very many deep counts. He's just kind of figured out what spots he can't pitch to and has avoided them entirely. You look at he doesn't go down and in. He doesn't go in at all, seemingly, on left-handed hitters with his fastball. Mm. He lives on that down, that low and outside corner against right-handed hitters.
Well, we've seen people do that.
Yeah.
I can think of guys, Glavin. Glavin would never, ever give in. He would stay out there for his whole life before giving in. So
he's also swung the bat. He had a two-home run night in San Diego. He's stolen bases. He had a triple where he slid head first into third base in Pittsburgh. Beyond that, you know, I mentioned Eduardo Escobar, David Peralta, really good hitters, guys that probably deserve consideration. Peralta's been the most interesting to me, in that, you know, I think he kind of emerged last year, and I think that the way that he's continued to swing the bat this year is kind of, there's no question that wasn't a fluke or anything last year. This is a legit corner bat, one of the better corner hitters in the National League.
Well, he had a big home run on Friday night off Samardzija, and I could see where he hit it right in that over that Geico sign, pretty much in left center field. Nick Pecoraro, Arizona Republic. We'll let you go with this one. Other than this division, you know, you've been around the league a little bit, maybe you haven't seen everybody. What team jumps out at you other than this division? We know where the Dodgers are and everyone else.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We've seen the Pirates. I think the Diamondbacks went 6-1 against the Pirates. So that's a team that I know their record is similar to the Diamondbacks, but we've seen them kind of at their absolute worst. We haven't seen the Cardinals yet. We haven't seen the Nationals yet. I don't know. I mean, we saw the Cubs twice. They were just okay. Yu Darvish continued to have issues.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious.
Have you seen the Phillies yet?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious to see how they look. I'm curious to see how the Cardinals look. I don't know. The Reds haven't swung the bat this year for whatever reason, which is one of the bigger surprises for me. That was a lineup that just banged the ball around last year, and now it seems like they're actually pitching well, but they're not hitting.
Well, that's going to change, too. It's early. It's May 19th, 44, 45 games in. Well, I appreciate having you on, as always. Good to see you. I'll see you next weekend.
Absolutely.
But probably won't see Greinke next weekend. He'll pitch Tuesday, but probably not against the Giants.
Right. They've got the off day Thursday, so it doesn't really line up for him. They've got to get their fifth spot in the rotation squared away, like you saw last night. Zach Godley's a mess.
Well, maybe I'll interview Greinke.
Yeah, we'll go for that, I'm sure.
I did interview him when he was with the Royals.
How'd that go?
It was great. When he came up with the Royals, he was terrific.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to be a shortstop at Clemson, and his parents made him take the money. Yeah. And he's regretted it ever since. He wanted to be a shortstop, a hitter at Clemson. I had a great time with Greinke. I really did.
But I don't really have a whole lot of fun interviewing him these days.
I know. All right. Nick, always good to see you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Nick Pecoraro. Very good.